I'm Max Reyes, and this is The Beacon.
This week, we bid our editor-in-chief farewell and discuss her time with The Beacon. So, Shafak, I understand that after this semester, you're going to be stepping down as editor-in-chief, and you've been at The Beacon since you were a freshman at Emerson.
Yeah, like the first week.
So I wanted to get started with that. What brought you to the newspaper?
I started writing for The Beacon the first week at Emerson, but I wanted to join before I even committed to the college.
Shafak Patel has been The Beacon's editor-in-chief for the semester.
I scrolled through the website and I knew I wanted to spend my time with this publication.
Why?
Because journalism is important to me and I knew that I wanted to write and I wanted to get experience and I knew that this college paper could help me do that.
And so let's walk that back a bit actually and look at that. What brought you to journalism and what brought you to print in particular?
It's interesting. I actually never considered myself a good writer, but I love telling stories. And I found that writing was the best medium for me. And through these years, I've developed to like write better. But I've always wanted to tell good stories because I've always been surrounded by people who have such great stories. I grew up in Houston, a very diverse place. I also grew up with an immigrant family. And I thought these voices needed to be told.
And looking back at that first week, what was reporting for a college newspaper like when you were a freshman who had just arrived?
It was frightening. I was a nervous wreck. I was an insecure little freshman who wanted to so badly be part of this paper, but I was scared. And so when my news editor at the time was giving out assignments, everybody was jumping at these articles. And I was like kind of in the back, like, okay, I need to take something. I need to be part of this paper. And then there was this one article that no one took, and it was a SGA, Student Government Association meeting coverage. And I was like, I'll do it. I just wanted to be part of it.
And then you covered SGA for the rest of the semester, right? That was your beat?
The rest of the year, yeah.
Wow. And what did that kind of impart to you?
I learned how to cover a beat really well. I got to know everybody in student government. I got to know a lot of people at the college. It helped me get a lot of article ideas, and I really understood how the entire system worked. My second semester in the spring, there was this big election. And I was covering the press night, and I found a story through that. And I wouldn't have found that story without following student government for the entire year. I found how all of the candidates were running unopposed. And at that time period, I realized that student government had a big role in at the college. And when I realized that all of the people running unopposed and they were all previous SGA members, I realized that this is a story.
And you mentioned that being your second semester. At that point, you weren't just the SGA reporter. You were assistant news editor, right?
Yes, I was.
And after serving as assistant news editor, after spending about a semester at Castile Well, you came back and you became news editor.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Oh, wow. That was rough for a little bit, for sure.
And for some context for our listeners, at that time, we had just switched to being an online daily with a weekly component, which was the paper. And your responsibility was basically to shepherd the news section through these giant upheavals. We even had split editorial, or the editorial part of the news section, into two sides, right? Enterprise and Express, one of which handled faster stories with faster turnaround, one of which handled more long-form pieces, and you were sort of in charge of that. What was all of that like for you?
Oh, God. It was really hard. I was gone for a semester, and in that one semester, so much had changed. There, not just at the Beacon, but at Emerson campus, we had the power protest. We had Title IX stuff. We had basketball opinion pieces. It was a very intense news time period. And I remember even one time I was at the castle and I started crying because I felt so left out of the entire Emerson and Beacon atmosphere. But I knew I needed to go back. I knew that the Beacon was my place. And so I applied for the news section because that's where I work. And I vaguely knew that we were turning into a daily. I saw some documents of how the editor and business manager wanted the daily to turn out. And so I went in, and I went in for the interview and said I would dedicate my time to the paper.
I remember her interview for the news editor position that year. She had just hopped off a flight from the Netherlands. It was a few hours after she had gotten off the group flight coming back from Europe. And she got dressed, got ready, came down to the newsroom. She was so confident and so excited. She really sold us on the fact that she was ready to take on this huge responsibility that is the role as news editor, and even more so, despite not knowing the fact that it was about to get kicked up to a whole nother level with Daily Beacon.
Allison Hagen served as editor-in-chief last semester. She's currently a reporter with the Boston Globe.
I think Shafak did a really great job as news editor, and she was the first news editor to have four staffers working under her instead of just the two editors. So it was very different than the Beacon she knew before she, you know, went across the ocean. So I think she handled the differences in the dynamics between staff super well and was able to put out some really great content.
After that semester, Shafak took a very traditional route in the Beacon, which is to go from news editor to editor-in-chief, and you sort of stepped away and you were at the Globe. What was it like sort of watching her transition from one position to another and then kind of watching her assume a role that you'd been in?
So the transition felt very natural. Shafak had been watching over my shoulder for essentially the entire semester I was editor, and I definitely think she was very prepared for the job. So once it came time for her to take the reins, it just felt natural.
This is our last episode for the semester, but the Beacon will be back with new guests and new stories, so stay tuned.
The Beacon is produced by Max Reyes and Gabby Morozowski. Our managing editor is Monica Davis, and our editor-in-chief is Shafak Patel. Our theme is My Bloody Beating Heart by Kitchen Romance.